Bradley Charbonneau, your host of Thursday Thunder. I'm here. It's Thursday. It's evening. I'm indoors. I know. So crazy. It rained all day. I was actually outside to record my Thursday Thunder, and yet I had too many things going on. But you know what happened? There were Tuesday tremors. Tremors like before the thunder, before the earthquake. There were some tremors out there that were making a rumbling. And the thing that was rumbling was my creativity. Now, I gotta warn you, this episode, there's some accents going on, there's sunglasses, there's me going off the rails. Let me give you a quick little background. I'm doing a workshop or a challenge to write your worst book ever. And what we're doing is we're making like caricatures, right, of the different people. And let me just give you the first six of their names. Ready? We got Melanie Moonbeam Millerton. She knows the stars will align. It's just that she's not waiting for that action to start her reaction. She's aligning her own universe. She was actually waiting for Jupiter to align with the moon, to align with the sun, to align with the earth, and then she would write her book. We've got Pete Procrastination Pardenheim, and he was going to start tomorrow. 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 We got Reginald When I Retire Rogers. Now, Reginald had it all, set up to work on his book, work on his dream when he retired. But the thing is, that's not going to be for a while. So he's rethinking his retirement. And who else we got? We got Lawrence Literary Lichtenstein III. His challenge was that it needed to be so perfect and so highbrow literary that it would work, and otherwise it probably wouldn't. And he needs to just get out of his own skin, because the problem is he's actually never going to write this literary masterpiece. He's just going to talk about it and how perfect it is, and he's going to do more PhDs, and you're never going to get there. So who else we got? We got the Impala, that's his name, Impala Impostor Syndrome. And he's really concerned that he's just not good enough. And we got Patricia Perfectionism. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a little taste of who should we do. Let's do Pete, because Pete's all about procrastinating. And I used to procrastinate like Pete. And Pete is going to tell like it is. And you will notice some resemblance to your dear host, Bradley Charbonneau, in Pete. And yet, all of these people have a little bit too much of me in them, because of course they all are me. But the thing is that we all have these fears in us, and it's how do we overcome them? How do we surpass them? How do we get beyond them? And maybe we don't kill them, squash them, but how can we then work with them to overcome them? All right, I'm going to leave you with Pete Procrastination Pardenheim and the introduction to the opening of the event, the summit, Write Your Worst Book Ever. And here's some of the characters and see if you can associate with him. Maybe I'll put the other videos down below here in the email and you can check them all out. All right. Hey, thanks for being here on Thursday. I'm here every Thursday for 2021. It's a rainy, dark, cold Thursday evening here in the Netherlands. I hope where you is a little sunny, brighter, and a little more fun. All right. Hey, see you next week. Thanks for being here.
Hey, can we do this tomorrow? It's not really feeling it. Could we do it tomorrow? Oh, we have to do it today? All right. Hey, I'm Pete, and I just like to say that, I'm not really ready to do this. I haven't rehearsed really quite enough, so it's not really going to come out as cleanly as I would like, but, I just want to tell you, if tomorrow's better, we could do that. You know, next week Wednesday, would that work? Oh, no. No, all right. Oh, just get it over with? All right, I'm sorry. My name's Pete, as I think I said that. And I have a slight challenge with procrastination. And are we recording this? Can you scratch that? I don't want to admit that I have a procrastination problem. That sounds like I need therapy or something. I definitely don't need therapy. I've got this. Because you know what happened was, I was pretty sure that I had it all planned out in my procrastination calendar, and I was going to start this. It's January now, but you know, I kind of missed the first, and I forgot to say my resolution for the year. So I So I was going to start this next January, you know, on the first, right? Really get it going right on that day, and I was going to lead up with, you know, all kinds of prep. Preparing to procrastinate. I mean, preparing to progress. That's what I meant to say. And yeah, so I'm a little late. But then, what happened was, see, I met this Bradley guy who tends to just sort of do stuff. He's kind of a weirdo in that sense. He just like does it and sees what happened later. I mean, I would never be friends with this guy. But you know, so he had this challenge. It was really weird. He was gonna have me write a book in a week. I mean, I'm like, come on. I mean, I need a week to prepare, right? I mean, I need a week to think about the preparation for the procrastination. I mean, for the preparation for the progress and propensity to propel. Anyway, you get the idea. Yeah. Did I mention Pete? Yeah. So, right. What happened was that I don't know how he did it, but he had us all going, like on a Sunday night. It's kind of weird. We met in this group, and he said in 7 days I was going to have a book published. And I thought, well, get out of here, man, get out of here. But sure enough, there was a group of us, and we were all doing the same thing, and we were all going to get this book done. But here's the kicker. He wanted me to write my worst book, and I thought, you know, I don't need to procrastinate about my worst book. That I could just do that right now. And then I thought, oh. I guess that's a plan. So yeah, you know, it just took 7 days and I got my worst book out of me. And then what sort of next is that because I got that out of me, I no longer have to procrastinate because that first book was really my fear. That first book was my procrastination, you know, propensity really. And through the 7-day Write Your Worst Book Ever challenge, I got that out of the way. So I'm here to tell you that my name's Pete and I am a recovered procrastinator. I'm going to PA, Procrastinators Anonymous. They have a meeting every day, but it starts tomorrow. That's a little procrastinator joke there. Get it? Get it? You know, like, it doesn't happen. Okay, anyway. So my name's Pete and now you know what I can say? After the 7-day Write Your Worst Book challenge, I can say I'm an author.